Christmas is you.
Yes, that was one of the longest ones you've ever done, Lou. Hey, so, it's our annual Christmas show, Lou, and what better time to think of you and yours from me and mine. How you think about that, Lou?
Well, it is a great time of year. That's for sure, for all folks. Kids are home from school, families are together, celebrating their Christmas, Hanukkahs, Kwanzas, Festivuses. But the good part of it is, it's all about memories and it's all about tradition.
Listen to Lou. Wow. And Lou, on behalf of the Telepaths, I have to congratulate the fine Sovereign Bar for their outstanding Toys for Tots year. Tell them how many toys you got.
Two full boxes!
Oh, you've seen those marine bins? That's two full ones, my friends. Yes, and we had eight total. Because at Brothers K Coffee Shop in Evanston, the Evanston branch had two full bins. And of course, the Toys for Tots benefit December 3rd.
Four!
Lou! All right. So it's Packer Week, Lou.
Yes,
that's like it is. That's like a holiday. What do you plan for the holiday? Anything?
Oh, I plan to be warm.
There you go. It's going to be very cold.
Yes. I plan to watch a Bears victory.
Naturally.
And serve up some meat.
Ooh, the table of meat is back. So let's quickly go over our Bear of the Week.
Yes.
Bear of the Week. Yes. You want me to do mine first?
Yes, sir? By all means.
I am going in honor of our good...
I forgot who mine was.
In honor of our good friend Neil O'Neill. I'm picking the long snapper this week, Lou, Patrick Scales. He's good old number 48, second year out of Utah State. He took over for Patrick Manley, who, how many years does he have with the Bears? Can you guess, Lou?
13.
It was 16, Lou. Oh. 16 seasons. Long snapper Patrick Manley. So they just went with another Patrick. It was easier that way. Patrick Scales, good old number 48. Lou, your Bear of the Week.
My Bear of the Week. Good old number 71, Josh Sitton, guard, 6'3", out of the University of Central Florida.
Yep.
And what's best, he's an ex-Packer that's going to beat them in their new home.
All right. Which is Soldier Field, Chicago. All right, Lou. We do this every year. The two Lou Dickman players.
Yes, one of my favorite times about this year is this.
So this year I'm gonna start it. I will be the narrator and Fred, and Lou will play two parts, Chris and Macy. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miracle on 34th Street.
Attorney Fred Gailey has bought his client, Kris Kringle, to stay in his apartment.
Nice place you've got here.
Was I lucky to get it.
Oh, you like living in Manhattan?
Oh, it's all right. Someday I'd like to get a place on Long Island. Not a big house. One of those junior partner deals around Manhasset. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
I know what you mean. One of those little colonial houses with a big chimney, perhaps?
Either that or Cape Cod. You know the famous, the Giants the Cape Cod team? Don't you always say that?
Yes. The pride of New England.
The pride of New England. Either that or Cape Cod.
You're right about that. You're right about Mrs. Walker. A little more effort on your part. She might crawl out of that shell.
Oh, yeah. Chris.
Stop being a pussy and ask her on a date. Take her to dinner or the theater.
I've tried that. She's always too busy with her job. It's a working woman, Lou.
Ho, 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 ho. Try a little harder. No pun intended.
That's what she said.
Those two are lost souls. It's up to us to help them. I'll take care of Susie if you take care of her mother.
I think I called you Lou. Chris, it's a deal.
Ready for bed?
What? No, oh, no, you don't. I'm not going to be cheated. All my life I've wondered something. Now's my chance to find out. It's a question that's puzzled the world for centuries.
Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers outside or in?
Always sleep with them out. Cold air makes them grow.
All right. Later, Fred has a store owner R.H. Macy in court to determine if Kris Kringle is indeed Santa Claus. Your name?
R.H. Macy.
You are the owner of one of the biggest department stores, and suddenly Fred has become English. You are the owner of one of the biggest department stores in New York City.
The biggest.
You're a capitalist bastard. Who is the gentleman seated there?
Kris Kringle.
Your employee?
Yes.
Do you believe him to be truthful?
Yes.
You believe him to be of sound mind?
I certainly do.
Mr. Macy, you're under oath. You really believe this man is Santa Claus?
Well, he gives every indication.
You do really believe he's Santa Claus?
You're damn right I do!
I rest my case. The Lou Dickman Players, Miracle on 34th Street. Lou, I am impressed with your acting work there. You ready for your question of the week?
I'm all ears.
All right. Besides whiskers, Lou, what grows when you leave them out?
Pizza.
Pizza. Doesn't get any better than that. Lou, give us your catchphrase out on this holiday week.
Have an outstanding week.
And
go Bears!
This is a Kamish inviting you to tune into the Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Santa Defense Service. When you need to prove your Kris Kringle, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou